President, you have before you an announcement of the past by the United States College Board of Meeting this morning. The question of the possibility of more assertive Chinese communist actions in the near future arising from the Flint Dutch Treatment of China-Soviet dispute and the recent Soviet negotiations in the West. There are some footnotes on this paper where the representative of the Department of State has disagreed with the conclusion that we have the board. Also, we have a dating of all of the intelligence findings. And a verbal review, I'd like to take time to present President, we have noted very tenuous evidence of increased Chinese communist military activities at various points around the periphery of the Chinese mainland, and we have tried to relate those to this possibility of increased militancy on their part due to the international situation. We feel that the evidence itself is too slight to determine whether or not any serious military adventures are in the mind of the people in Beijing. However, we feel that we must take even these initial moves very seriously because of the general strategic posture which the Chinese Communists find them in as a result of their negotiations and our negotiations in Moscow. You've probably been informed that there was a particularly bitter blast out of Beijing yesterday, which we received today, saying, in which the Chinese government officially said that the test ban treaty was a big fraud to fool the people of the world. It was unthinkable for the Chinese government to be a party to this dirty fraud, and that the interests of the Soviet people, of all the people in the socialist camp, and including the people of China, have been sold out by the Soviet Union through the policy pursued by the Soviet government of allying itself with the United States to oppose China. This is just about as strong language as ever used, although it's much stronger than they've ever used before. This is the culmination of several months of increasingly bitter recriminations, but this official release by the Chinese government on the test ban treaty indicates how seriously Beijing is viewing the situation that it is confronting. We feel that this kind of name-calling reveals a gulf that is not going to be easily bridged. Some people have suggested that this is a tactical maneuver. We are quite convinced from evidence other than what the communists themselves say that this is a real dispute, a deep one. It may not be eternal, but both sides hope to resolve it by deposing the leader of the other party, but it is a very lasting one which will affect their conduct.
Excision 7. 11 seconds excised.
Basically was in agreement with China despite the current differences. Remember, he said
course, when the Chinese develop nuclear weapons and rockets, this will ease the situation for the USSR because the strength of the socialist camp in juxtaposition to imperialism will be enhanced, and thus lesser effort will be required on the part of the USSR. Such a development will be directed against the United States and the other imperialists.
What was this file?
This was Mr. Kratzoff's remarks to Governor Harrell.
Excision 8, 27 seconds excised. Excision 9, 10 seconds excised. Excision 10, 4 minutes and 46 seconds excised.
Go back and assassinate some people at the regimental headquarters and so on.
Exclude this possibility. We can't. We'd look terribly foolish the next day if something